Welcome back to Talking Baseball, San Francisco Giants pregame show with Marty Lurie, Bill Lasky, and Carey Crowley. I'm Walter Ricardo-Seta, joining you for one final time for the regular season, as all good things must come to an end. I know it's sad, but what a year that it has been for baseball. Still a lot of amazing storylines going into this final week of ball, and to help me recapture the experience of the 2022 season, I am joined by writer for MLB.com, Anthony Castrovince. Anthony, thank you for joining the show. How are you doing today as the end of the regular season approaches, man?
Walter, I'm doing great, man. Thanks for having me. It's such a fun, exciting time of year. There was a time earlier this year, as you know, where we weren't sure if this season would get off the ground. So to be here now, it's all the more exciting to be entering the playoffs. And, there weren't a lot of great playoff races down the stretch. So much is already settled, but there's some really great teams, particularly in the National League. I think I'm most excited about the National League playoffs.
Yeah, the National League is going to be really interesting just to see the teams that made it in there. A little bit of some surprises there. We'll get into it once we get towards the end of our interview. We're going to get some predictions from you, Anthony. But yeah, a lot of surprises just around baseball. As you know, as the regular season comes to an end, I just want to lead off with these surprises, right? I mean, that they happen every year. Every year we're still blown away, knowing that a team, a player is going to surprise us. It happens all the time. But year in, year out, we're just still shocked at the factor. But what was your biggest surprise of the 2022 season? I mean, if you go into Judge's home run total, Albert Pujols reaching 700 career home runs, I think that was a big shocker for a lot of people. Yeah. Teams underachieving, overachieving, whether it's a team or an individual, who would you give your award to for the biggest surprise of the 2022 season?
Man, I might have to go with the Orioles just being relevant this year, and they're not going to go to the playoffs, but it came pretty darn close, a lot closer than anybody would have imagined. And they lost 110 games last year. They actually had the best season coming off 110 losses. And not just that, but three straight 100-loss seasons. So, and they even traded away pieces at the trade deadline and yet still, hung in there in August. So, so I give them a lot of credit. That was a way more interesting season than anybody expected. I live in Cleveland. The Cleveland Guardians are a big surprise as well, winning the Central. I think that surprise is almost as much about how surprisingly bad the White Sox were this year. They were the heavy favorites to win the Central. And then you hit it on the individual front, for Albert Pujols to reach 700, that seemed like a pipe dream going into the year. He had his best season in a very long time. And Aaron Judge, the home run was suppressed a bit across the league this year, and he goes out and laps the field. I think really people need to appreciate it's the number is one thing. If he hit 62, 63, whatever it is, that number itself is impressive, but it's all the more impressive when you consider the league context. So many of the big, huge home run seasons we've had in Major League history have been tied to expansion or steroids, of course. This is pretty free and clear. We haven't expanded in a very long time. The league is not as home run happy as it was just a few years ago. The home run is very much down this year. So a really incredible season for Judge.
But let's get into the home run talk, right? That is the big story. We're talking with Anthony Castrovince of MLB.com. Aaron Judge, the home run total, and we kind of talked about Aaron Judge a little bit here, but I'm not surprised either way. Whether what he's doing is very impressive, but it opened the door to the conversation of and being that we're on the airwaves in San Francisco in the Bay Area, it's a touchy subject when it comes to the home run king. But when it comes to the single season home run record, Anthony, Roger Maris Jr., he came out and said that he would consider Aaron Judge as the leader if and when he does pass the Roger Maris record. Where do you stand on the conversation? Would Judge be viewed in your eyes and in the eyes of many as the true home run leader?
Well, all respect to Mr. Maris. He is Roger Maris Jr., so I don't know what opinion we expect him to have. That seems about right that he would think his dad is the quote-unquote true home run leader. I could probably track down some distant relative of Babe Ruth, and they would claim Babe Ruth is still the home run leader. But the record is the record. it's literally recorded history. That's what record means. Right. And the record is 73 by Barry Bonds. Now you can put your own judgment on, I guess how great, what is a great season or what is a more impressive season? I mean, you could do that yourself. You could certainly argue that Aaron Judge has had the more impressive season than Barry Bonds did when he hit 73, given those particulars. Although I would say that, hey, Barry Bonds was facing some roided up pitchers as well. It was just, that was the environment in baseball at that time. It's just, it is what it is. There's nothing we can do about it now. Baseball turned a blind eye to what was going on at that time. And so did the fans, quite frankly. So, yeah. And the media for that matter. There's just no getting around the fact that, what Barry Bonds did certainly is going to taint his performance in the minds of many, but a record is a record. 73 is the record. Aaron Judge will not be breaking that record. I guess it's kind of nice and convenient that he broke an American League record. Like it's nice that all those crazy roided up seasons in the 90s happened to happen in the National League. So that now all these years later, here comes Aaron Judge and, there's drug testing and you can feel good about it. And we could still say he broke a record. He broke the American League record. So I guess that kind of works out nice and tidy.
We're talking with Anthony Castrovince of MLB.com. And how funny is it, Anthony, that we're all also fixated on the home run count, the home run total for Aaron Judge. But as you mentioned, he's having a phenomenal year. This guy is going for the triple crown for the first time since Miguel Cabrera in 2012. It's only happened 12 times in MLB history. Last Yankee to do it was Mickey Mantle. And prior to Mickey was Carl Yastrzemski. So, I mean, this is a historic year for Aaron Judge that I feel that the home run conversation is kind of casting a shadow over it a little bit.
Yeah, it does. I mean, we're always drawn to home runs, fans in general are drawn to home runs, but you think about what he's meant for them defensively. He played a lot of center field this year and acquitted himself pretty well. I mean, he basically prevented them from having to run Aaron Hicks out there on a more regular basis, which was overall a boost for that lineup. So that's a big part of this. He's got a great arm, by the way. That gets overlooked. All the power he has at the plate, but he's got a power arm as well. He's really good on the base path too. He's just a good all around player. Doesn't strike out a ton, given his size and his power. He's obviously getting his walks right now. He's gotten his walks all year, but particularly in the last couple of weeks. He's just a really good player. Having a tremendous historic season. And then you get the narrative of him turning down, $213 million in that extension at the beginning of the year and the pressure that placed upon himself and what they needed from him in the second half when, the team was both banged up and struggling as a whole. And he really carried them. I think it's interesting to look at just how many of his home runs have come in victories. And I know sometimes that's natural, when players are playing better, the team wins. But for him, it's particularly striking because there's been a lot of games this year where he's basically carried them offensively.
All right. That is a really good scouting report for Aaron Judge. Giants fans, they're hoping that he comes out to the Bay Area. What is your assessment on that right now? Do you think that he leaves New York? I mean, there's a lot of speculation. Some beat writers are coming out and saying that the Giants are the favorite to land him in the offseason. Are you buying into that, or what's the heartbeat on that situation?
Yeah, my guess on that changes seemingly by the day and seemingly by the person I talk to. There's a lot of opinions on this in the industry. There's some people who think, oh, the Mets will step up if he doesn't sign with the Yankees and keep him in New York and steal the Yankees thunder. But I do think that the Giants, if he goes anywhere, I do think it'll be San Francisco just based on everything I'm hearing. And the Giants need a player like that. They need that star people gravitate towards. And they're in probably the best position of any team out there to make a splash like that. They have the financial capital. They have a team that can win. This year went sideways more than anybody expected. That's another surprise this year is just how much the Giants fell off. I think some people were surprised by last year, of course, but I don't think anybody expected them to fall off quite the degree they did this year. They could certainly use that pump and that star power, and it makes a lot of sense. But then again, so does the Yankees just saying this is the modern day Derek Jeter in terms of just the franchise type player that you want to spend his entire career in pinstripes, and you're the New York Yankees. I mean, get it done. You should be able to get this done. So I go back and forth on it. I mean, yeah, my gut says he stays with the Yankees because it's such a good relationship for all involved. Like, even if the money is not exactly the same as maybe what San Francisco or some other team offers, it's still probably worth more to stay in New York. Like, it'd be a legacy player there for the bulk of your life, you know. But, you know, only he can make that decision, and it's going to happen in the next few months.
Yeah, no one knows where he's going to end up. I think the only thing that everyone does know is the man's going to get paid. I think that's what we can we can say for sure. But to wrap it up, the playoff field is almost set for the most part. I mean, the final spots of the NL wildcard are coming down to the wire with the Phillies and the Milwaukee Brewers and the Giants still in there somehow. I don't know. Who's your dark horse looking at the playoffs right now going into the postseason? And ultimately, who do you think will make it to this year's Fall Classic?
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. So in the American League, I'm going into the playoffs with the opinion that how are any of these teams going to beat the Astros? The Astros just seem to me to be the clear favorite, which should only mean that they're not going to go to the World Series, because that's just how baseball works. Right. Like, you know, the Yankees are the second best team in the league, but we've seen their warts in the second half, right? Yeah. And they're probably more pitchable in the postseason. And then you just have a bunch of teams that are, you know, in there, but, you know, they're just not to that caliber. But you never know which one of them could go on a crazy run. Like, I'd love to see the Seattle Mariners, I think, could be a really dangerous team. They've been, you know, in the midst of almost blowing their playoff opportunity in the last week, but it looks like they're going to be in now, and that's great because I think they could be pretty dangerous. But the Astros are the clear front runner of the American League. The National League is different. National League, like I said earlier, it should be such a fun month because there's just really, I mean, these are really good teams. The Braves, the Mets, the Cardinals and the Dodgers are very, very good teams. And you can tell me any of those four makes the World Series, and I would not be surprised. And that's not to give short shrift to the other teams just that are in the National League field. But, you know, those teams are like elite teams, you know, really well built. It would be fun to see the Padres, you know, be a dark horse just because you think about that team has done everything. Like, if you're a fan of the Padres, they have done everything you want them to do aside from winning. Right. I'm like, you know, advancing in the playoffs. Yeah, they advanced in 2020. They got in and they won the first round in front of zero fans because it was the COVID year. And then they got swept by the Dodgers. So that's all they have to show for these, you know, big sign. You know, they signed Manny Machado, and that deal is going, you know, better than anybody could have hoped. They extend Fernando Tatis Jr. That's a different story, of course, but they did the thing that you want them to do, you know, extend the star player. They make big trades for big names, none bigger than Juan Soto. They've left no stone unturned, but it just, for whatever reason, it just hasn't meshed. But, just kind of would like to see a franchise that's obviously, never won the World Series. You'd like to see them go on a run, but it's going to be a tough field for them in the NL.
All right, well, there you have it, everybody. Anthony, I appreciate you coming on to the show, and good luck with the rest of the year. And playoff time is going to be really exciting, and definitely in your own backyard with Cleveland. So have a good one. Thank you for coming on, man.
All right, well, thanks for having me.
And again, that was Anthony Castro-Vince of MLB.com, and I am Walter Icabarceta signing off for the last time of the 2022 season. I have to say that this experience has truly been a blast for me, a dream come true to join you on the weekends just to talk ball. I would have never thought that in a million years that my voice would touch KNBR airwaves. So again, I am truly thankful for you listening and thankful for the opportunity. Just want to thank Marty for giving me that opportunity. I really appreciate it, Marty. Bill Lasky, want to thank you for the conversation that we've had in between interviews. I really look forward to lunch, man, in the off season. So thank you for your mentorship. And Kerry Crowley, I want to thank you for the Starbucks, man. I really appreciate it. It is pumpkin spice season. And of course, I cannot forget the man, the myth, the legend, Rafael Corral, man. You have always been there for me. You have helped me out behind the scenes more than anybody could imagine. So I appreciate you for everything that you have done, man. I really do. Your lessons go a long way. All right, that is it for me. I'm going to get out of here. Again, thank you for the time. Talk to you next season. And I'll leave you with three words. Sign Aaron Judge. But coming up next, talking baseball, more talking baseball with Marty Lurie, Bill Lasky, and Kerry Crowley. You're listening to KNBR 104.5 and 680, the sports leader.